Welcome to Squareopolis. We'd like to thank you as mayor and deputy mayor.
Oh, that's a good one. Get on it, girls. God, ladies.
I'm kind of bossy, aren't I?
You know, New York. Yeah, get on
it. We need to get our deity to call in as well.
And our deity.
Square, 3,000.
The big fatty, as it were, pot god.
He needs to call in.
I have to get used to that.
It's like an episode of Unsolved Mysteries. His face is gonna land up in a tortilla somewhere.
Is that because you're Mexican?
No, it's a Tuesday.
Poor
big fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Poor Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2122 of the BFO the 11th of March, 2016. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all are going to have an update on Fat Acres and another Veda and Bacon show. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Springer's Bee. Fatty, that makes me sad. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well, y'all. You're Springers today, because y'all, this weekend in the U.S. of A, y'all, we spring forward. Yes, Big Betty, move forward. Move the clocks forward 1 hour. So we switch to daylight saving time, and y'all, that means it'll be it'll be dark in the mornings. Big Fatty, unless you don't get up until 11 a.m. in the morning, like out in Walnut Hills. Oh, you're going to get in trouble. Yes, Big Fatty. It'll be dark in the morning and light until the cows come home. Yes, Big Fatty. We're switching to daylight saving time. Y'all, you lose an hour of sleep this weekend. Big Fatty, I'm going to suggest that maybe you do a couple of shots with Granny and Derwood this weekend so you can just sleep to your heart's content. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, I say two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, three of them are today. Big Fatty, y'all, our first one, y'all, I don't know if she's still a listener to the BFO. Big Fatty, let's hope she's come to her senses. Y'all, it is that Christina in the Kansas. Big Fatty, we love Christina in the Kansas, maybe because we say Kansas. Then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he is up there in Michigan, I think. Is it Michigan or Minnesota? Big Fatty, we don't know. But y'all, it is. He's on the Pod Cubs. Sure, y'all, is that Daddy Dave? Yes, Big Fatty. We've met Daddy Dave several times before, he's in one of those M states up north. Yes, Big Fatty. And then y'all, someone who was a lurker for a while, and y'all decided to de-lurk and just busted right out of that lurker closet. Y'all came to Pride 48 this year. Y'all, it's the one and only Willie So Silly. Big Fatty, he's so silly. It's true. And y'all, then on Saturday, and y'all, I just learned this one on Thursday. Y'all, it's that Jay at Orlando on the Twitter. 20, y'all, he's having a speed limit birthday on Saturday. Y'all are turning 50. Big Fatty is chicken compared to you. Well, I'm chicken compared to Granny. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see Christina in the Kansas, or Daddy Dave, or Willie So Silly, or Jay at Orlando on the 20 or the face face, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake.
Okay, so I have a dime jar, which basically means, did you hear me burp? Which basically means that I save dimes, and I have to burp again. Okay, so anyway, I have a dime jar, and it holds upwards of $80 or whatever, $73 and some odd dimes when I took it to the bank. But it wasn't completely full, so anyway, I have a dime jar, and I'm saving it because I'm going to give it to my son for his birthday in August, and it's about one-fourth the way full or whatever right now. So anyway, I also quit drinking soda. Mostly. And when I get a craving for soda, or when you get a craving for anything else, you might as well just satiate the craving with the thing that you want. Otherwise, you're going to substitute the craving with 10 other things, but you're still going to have the craving, right? So I decided that since I didn't take a lunch to work and I was kind of hungry and I'm probably just going to have a fruit smoothie for supper, I would probably have a BLT from the building cafeteria. So anyway, I go down there and I said, can you tell me if the fourth floor soda machine is accepting dollars? Because a couple days ago it wasn't when I was having that other craving for soda. And so she said, I don't know. And I said, well, could you give me change for my dollar? And that way I will just, I'll be prepared. And so anyway, I give her a dollar and she gives me 90 cents. Now, do I care that she kept my 10 cents and that I couldn't explain to her that you're either charging me 10 cents for this mayo I'm taking to go on my BLT, which when does a BLT not come with mayo? Or you're like keeping my 10 cents. I couldn't get her to understand that I gave you a dollar to get 3/4, 2 dimes, and a nickel, but you only gave me 3/4, a nickel, and a dime. But since you were giving me a packet of mayo for my BLT that you made, I guess I'm just going to write it off as I paid a dime for that. But anyway, again, the only reason why I care is because I have a dime jar and I save dimes. Woodhaven.
Hey, what was she talking about? Something about collecting 10-cent pieces. First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. You asked a question in there. When does a BLT not come with the mayonnaise? And the answer to that is whenever Big Fatty makes a BLT, because there's no tea, there's no mayonnaise, and there's always extra bacon. Yes, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, it's me, Bloody Vader. That
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
So listen, I'm in the jalopy. Your voice setters keep hanging up on me after I get about 2 words out. So I've had to switch to the non-hands-free. So if I have an accident, it is 100% ruined. And blame it on Big Fatty and Porver. And all those other flip cards that I have, or sticky notes I have, that answer every question that you ask. So I'm catching up on the little shows. I got a little behind up in the coal mine headquarters up in the D.C. this weekend, and I'm just finished listening to today's little show. And I heard that lovely young man, that gay country West, just telling me that he got to look into my eyes. And you know, there are people who pay a lot of money for that. I'm just saying. And but it was absolutely lovely seeing him when he was here. And maybe he and I could go to the. I can't even say it. I was going to say the Hara Hotel, but I can't even say it because it's terrifying and dirty and nasty and full of bed bugs and other things that you can't get off by leaving it in your trunk for an hour. So anyway, I'm going to go eat some Chinese food. also, and the truck that was in front of me and the Caldens are crossing the street, who doesn't know where they're going, who kept stopping, just stopped in the middle of the street and turned around, because why wouldn't you? Because, you know, you obviously don't know where you're going. So, anyway, I'm off to be fat, all that fun stuff, and, yeah, that's all I got. I've got Chinese food in the car, and I'm tired, and the bones are weary, and I hate the Skull, by the way. I heard the Skull music, and all I could think was, I hate the Skull, but you know who I hate as much as the Skull? Got run. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all. That, of course, is Oveda. And Oveda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, he was pulling your leg about the horror hotel. Well, you know, well, y'all, the only thing you're going to pick up at the horror hotel is maybe a new gentleman caller for the evening. Yes, Big Fatty, but, you know, that's why we love the horror hotel. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, I've never had a bad experience ever, except that one time with Miss Daisy. Big Fatty, you didn't have anything to do with Miss Daisy. Oh, that, no, it was Granny. Granny and Miss Daisy were going at it, and I happened to walk by and look in, and I wanted to varmint. I just wanted to varmint.
Well, 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 Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy, kind of really quick, it took forever for your voice letter to pick up. I'm pretty much already home. Listen, I'm calling with my medical malady update. Big Fatty, I've had the flu. And not just like the, oh, I've got the flu, I have a stomach ache. No, I had like type B, full on, in bed for 6 days, flu. And so I haven't called in 6 days. I mean, I wasn't really in bed for 6 days, but I did leave.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on Vader? I didn't hang up on Vader. It just cut off. Big Fatty, I thought that only happened when you called the Vons. Yo, yo, yo. Well, I don't know. Don't know what's going on there. Vader, thank you so much for the call, even though it was an abbreviated call. And y'all, Vader has indeed been in the quarantine ward, but he's back at the coal mine now. And so, there you have it. Big Fatty. The Vader and Bacon Show. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I am all called up on Vader and Bacon voice letters. I'm all called up on Ask Big Fatty questions. I am all called up on visits to Spottin' Big Fatty. And I'm all called up on I'm all called up on voice letters. And so, y'all, it's March. Gotta have a little content. Get it in gear. Yeah, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, I don't like that damn phone. Oh, no. Y'all go over there in the corner, and I'll take care of the... Yes, Big Fatty, we're going to go over here in the corner and take care of it. Hello?
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Melissa the Confused. I just finished leaving a really lovely voice message for Auntie Vera. Since I'm confused, I thought I'd go ahead and call you, too. Not that you're my second favorite or anything. I love you both equally. You know that, right? I hope you do. Anyhow, I'm worried about that Larry Vader guy. He's having all these jalopy problems. Big Fatty, can't we do like a GoFundMe or something to help him get a working vehicle? I mean, jeez, what is this, 1862? He needs a working vehicle. Anyway, that's my thoughts on that. Or, you know what? I think that he should go to the South Dakotas and hook up with Bacon Bit, and she can maybe help him on the driving. Since, you know, it's hard and he's challenged. Love you, Vader. I love you too, Big Fatty. Well, I don't want to take up all your show. That's not my thing. Not today, at least. I love you. Bye.
Yeah, that's a yell. That, of course, is Melissa the Confused. Big Fatty, I think she was confused. Yeah, well, of course, she's Melissa. And Melissa, thank you so much for the call. And rather than a go, you know, the GoFundMe is not a bad idea, I can assure you. It will cost a lot less than if you started a campaign to go feed Veda. Big Fatty! Y'all, on Hump Day, I got in the mail an update on phase 3 of Fat Acres. Y'all, they have there's going to be 6 different builders of homes here in Fat Acres. Y'all, it says that the prices, these are just educated guesses, but the prices are going to start in the high 200s for the smallest floor plan and press up through the low 400s for something large and or custom. Construction, people will start, they've released the lots to the builders, so contracts are going to probably be getting signed within the next 3 weeks or so. They say it takes about 6 to 9 months to build a brand new home. They say that. And y'all, they said that in phase 3 there are some townhomes, though they evidently were released for sale about 2 weeks ago. And y'all, they sold over half of them in just a few hours. So y'all, Fat Acres. Ever since Big Fatty moved in, Fat Acres has become quite the location. Yes, Big Fatty, there's an international internet celebrity here. It's true. And y'all, that international internet celebrity went to the doctor on Thursday. And y'all, with the first bit of news, I went for my anal physical. Big Fatty, you mean your annual? That too. Y'all, my doctor said that he plans on retiring by the end of the year. So, y'all, it was our last time to have that intimate part of the physical exam, the digital rectal exam. And y'all, you know, as is always the case, he says it's time for a little pain. I said yes, y'all, I dropped my pants, and I heard the snap of the glove, and y'all, then I felt the entry for the exam, and y'all, then I realized that both of his hands were on my shoulders. Big Fatty, that's the oldest joke in the book. It's true. Y'all, he said that my prostate did not appear to be enlarged. Big Fatty. He did plenty of exercise, I guess. Anyway, but y'all, he said I was in good health, he was pleased. He was pleased, and y'all, I've been going to him for probably 30 years or so, 35 years, and y'all, so we just had, you know, just a small chat there at the end and all, and it's kind of sad, Big Fatty, it's going to kind of be like that when it's time for you to hang up your coal miner's helmet and release the canaries a couple of years and a few months. It's true. And so, y'all, Big Fatty is the specimen of health. Big Fatty, you're the specimen? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Don't forget now to move your clocks forward 1 hour at 2 a.m. in the morning on Sunday morning. Big Fatty, can we do it ahead of time? Well, I always like to do that before I go out to the connections on Saturday night. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I hope it's a lovely spring weekend for you, and that You enjoyed losing that hour of sleep? Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there, and it's all about Mad. Yes, Big Fatty, with Dan and Mark and Ed, what'd you think of Big Fatty's fiscal?
Poor Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, they were hoping for a terminal diagnosis.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.